This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This radio program is very simple. We're here to entertain you, to inform you, to have a good time. Let's celebrate Victoria's birthday. Have a good time. Victoria Keelan has turned 48 today. Happy birthday to you, Victoria.
Stop it.
Oh.
Don't age people ahead of time.
Wow.
It happens happy fast birthday. Enough.
Jennifer Horn wishing Victoria Keelan a happy birthday. I haven't heard Kara chime in. On the happy birthday.
That's because I did, because before you were here and you were like, what's today?
Happy birthday. All right, thank you. Let's get to, you're welcome. It won't be the first or the last time you'll hear that today. We'll save our surprises for you as we go through our conversation.
Yeah.
Would you
the
stop
first
giving
surprise
away?
Being that it is my birthday, and that's Doug's surprise.
Happy birthday to you. Let's see, somebody else I know is January 4th. Today is Friday,
Isaac
by the way.
Newton.
January 4th. Isaac Newton. I knew him.
It's the only other one I know.
Right. Yeah. That apple didn't fall far from the tree. Get it? All right, Jennifer, let's go.
All right. So it's the 116th class of Congress. They were sworn in yesterday. Mike Pence swore in every senator. And
then they've been sworn at.
Sworn at. That's what that comes out right after the swearing in, actually. Then they become the least popular people on the planet. Then, over at the House of Representatives, it was a race between Nancy Pelosi and Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. No surprise that the Democrats now in control. Nancy Pelosi pulled off a big win. And she is, again, Speaker of the House. I think only, like, the third person ever to reclaim the gavel. I read an article about that, so forgive me, but around three people have done that in history. So that's kind of interesting. So she got her gavel back and gave a speech on the floor of the House of Representatives surrounded by a bunch of kids from some of the legislators who will be sworn in right after her. She did that, which I think sounds like the most tedious job. I watched Paul Ryan do it a couple years ago, and they had some footage of Nancy Pelosi doing it as well, where you have to literally, as the speaker, go through every single person in the House of Representatives for a photo opportunity where they get to bring their family and whatever book they want to be sworn in on, whether it's the Bible or something else, and they take a picture, and you have to do it 435 times. It seems really tedious. Jeez. But surprise, that's your first job. So later in the day, President Trump then came up during a White House press briefing. This was kind of a surprise, and one, if you're just looking at the game of politics, pretty brilliant. If you're Nancy Pelosi, it kind of stinks because Trump kind of takes the thunder away from Nancy's big day as the Speaker of the House and has a White House press briefing starring him and some members of the Department of Homeland Security and Border Patrol, where they talk about the really essential need for border security. So then that goes on. Later on in the day, it was a big day. This is what was trending. These people didn't have much time to rest. The House then passed legislation to end the partial government shutdown that's been going on. I think we're in day 14 now. And that was just a few hours after Nancy Pelosi had been sworn in as Speaker and took all those pictures. The House measure doesn't appear to go anywhere because Mitch McConnell said in the Senate they wouldn't even pick it up because they know that President Trump won't sign it. It's basically another continuing resolution, a funding package that would fund the government fully. So put it all on the same page till September of 2019, but it doesn't address border security at all. So although they passed it, that was their first piece of work. It is probably going to peter out in the Senate.
Besides all the right. actual physical wall, is there a need for, do they need more funding for actual, like, human bodies
yes.
being there, too? So it's not
yes.
just the wall, right? Because I think think so many people get very caught up on the wall or not the wall. And it's really, it is more than that, right?
Or not to be. Yes. It's the wall.
And yeah, that's what, right. I think people just use that now as the term. And that was because it was so popular in the campaign. Yeah. The wall, to me, when I talk about the wall, I talk about border security and about addressing border security as the top issue of national security. So, yes, it's in some places a wall, in some places a fence, in some places it's extra manpower. Mm-hmm. But and that's what I think we talked a little bit about it yesterday on the last program. If I were Nancy Pelosi today, instead of going in yesterday and, you know, and passing something that she knows is really probably going to not go anywhere, I might say, you know what, I want to win this, right? I want to have this in my win column. Why not go to the White House and say, look, we don't want to fully fund this wall. You made some promises. It's not up to us to keep them. But we do think that border security is important. So why don't we put $2.5 billion, which is half of what Trump's asking for, into this funding thing? It's a small amount of money as far as the budget actually goes, or the totality of the budget. Let's put $2.5 billion in. You can start building the wall. We can start bolstering border security in the places that we need it most, probably in San Diego and in Arizona. New Mexico certainly would take part in that. And then let's revisit this again in September. But what it looks like, I think, is
that's what Chuck Schumer had said, and I didn't understand why that wasn't acceptable. I totally agree with that.
It has never been put into any piece of meaningful legislation. So it doesn't matter what Chuck Schumer says or what anybody says. It's what the offer is on the table. The offer on the table has no funding for security. And when you have people that, especially so fresh off the death of this police officer after Christmas, who was a legal immigrant who was killed by a criminal illegal alien, then, you know, use that as an optic. Say, we want to work on this, and it's important to us, because right now the optics are that border security doesn't matter as much as not delivering what would be considered a win for Trump to the Democratic Party. That, to me, doesn't look like we're ready to extend the olive branch. I think Nancy Pelosi would be a huge winner if she had just said, you know what, we'll give you half, or let's talk about it, or if it's not the wall, it's X, Y, Z, but it's nothing. So, I don't know. It's frustrating.
Explain that. That's my issue. That, for me, that's border security. That's the wall. The number of illegal immigrants who are criminals in this country, the numbers are staggering. Nobody talks about that. And the number of jobs that they have illegally, nobody talks about that. Well, there's a little talk about it amongst the farming community and those.
And the restaurant business.
The restaurant business.
You look at hospitality and farming, and those are probably the two biggest industries that would be.
Meanwhile, something has to give. Because food stamps now are illegal for anybody who's able-bodied between the ages of 18 and 49, which is a huge difference. So if you want to eat, you better go get a job. And some of those jobs are going to be the jobs that illegals have had, because all the people that I was talking to a nurse last night, she said the emergency rooms are full of people who are able-bodied, who fake it. They're on disability because they have a bad back, or they have hurt their leg or whatever. The number of people on disability, those numbers are huge. And those people could take the jobs, or have the jobs, or ought to have the jobs that many of these illegals have. But it isn't so much that. That's a problem for me, has been for years because of my connections on the farm. But the number of illegals here committing acts, crimes, judges who let them go, or maybe even all they do is deport them. Deporting somebody who's a criminal doesn't do a thing except allow them to get back in here so they can do more criminal activity. There are plenty of people who have been deported 3, 4, 5, 6. You can find people who have been deported a dozen times. They come right back and do their thing. So the system is so broken, and the politics of it are so bad, that we sit here and then Senator Graham, I think, said something to the president along the lines of, if this wall situation doesn't end good for you, your presidency won't end well either.
Well, you know what, if the border security isn't addressed, if the wall isn't addressed, it would be the end of a presidency. And the Democrats know that. Yeah. And so it becomes more of a political game than what's important. But for people who are just in the middle, who are just paying attention enough and want security, it right now what it looks like, especially after that press briefing yesterday with the Border Patrol agents who are up there saying, we need this. We need to have this. People are dying. This is where drugs are coming across the border. We need to address this
drugs,
in some way.
Yeah.
It looks like Trump's the one that's caring, and the Democrats are the one that are like, no, 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 no. So if I were a strategist, I would try to recapture this and try to make more sense of it and say at least come up with a solution, because right now it's just, nope, we're not going to do that. And meanwhile, you have people who have been out of work for 2 weeks, and everybody's getting frustrated. And just wait till next Monday when people are really back in action at work and paying attention after the holiday break. I don't know. It's just, it seems to me that common sense has to prevail at some point. Yeah. At least
meanwhile,
make these things an issue.
Nancy Pelosi's first real statement is that Trump could be indicted. That's an important thing for her to get out, just so that she rattles the sabers a little more. We'll get along well after I tell you, Mr. President, could be indicted as soon as February. Yeah, okay. Good.
Well, they already filed the articles of impeachment yesterday. This is what makes it seem like it's a gotcha case. And I want to be really clear. I still like the president. I still like what he does. I don't care what he tweets. But I'll tell you this much. If he did something wrong, if there's proof that he did something wrong, I care about the country more than I care about anybody that's sitting, any one person that's sitting in the White House. But when you file articles of impeachment, tell me why. Because you don't like somebody, or because there's actual evidence that you have that this person should be politically impeached? And I think this is what's going to be the theme of the next year or two. It's going to be nasty. It's going to be super uncomfortable. And it's going to be even more divisive than it's been in the last 2 years. It's Clinton almost on crack at this point. The Clinton thing, you know, became a single issue.
The Clinton thing was bad.
It was awful. And
it went on way too long. It was $100 million of taxpayer. It was just a mess. And
it
feels like it's the same thing again.
Yeah, it started in one place and ended up totally different. The reason I say this one's like on crack is because it's not just going after that one element of his life at this point about his, their personal side of your life. They're going after now taxes, the business, the women, the everything. It's like every side of his life is now under scrutiny and attack. I mean, if there's something wrong, I just feel like we have to be just in the way we do this, because everything sets precedence. And it's a slippery slope when you start treating one person one way, because no doubt, like it did with the Republicans in the resist movement against Obama, it's come back to bite Republicans in the rear end from Democrats who are resisting the president now. So it all comes back to haunt you at some point.
And it gets very tiresome to have these same conversations over and over and over again. And I think this is going to become a drag on the people who are doing conversation radio. We'll see on this weekend's Talk Radio Countdown show if that may be the case, which is heard, by the way, all around the country.
It's actually really good for talk radio, by the way.
Well, it depends
a lot to talk
on,
about.
Yeah. Well, but it's the same old thing.
I guess
thing.
If you're really into it, yeah.
Rating bumps, that's what it means.
All right. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, last night, good night? That's the question mark. After last night, was it a good night? Jennifer, did you have a good night last night?
It's fine.
I mean, time of the sack. How about you, Victoria? Did you have a good night in the sack?
Not really, no. I did not have a good sleep at all.
Kara, did you have a good sleep last night?
I'm in the same boat as everyone else.
I
got the fix for us?
I had, of course I have the fix for you. Are you kidding? You should make sure you are surrounded by MyPillows. Make sure you have a MyPillow mattress. MyPillow, what do they call that topper? The top, the mattress
topper. Oh, I
really
want one of those. Mattress toppers, yeah.
Mattress toppers, right. They want us to talk about that this month. MyPillow.com guarantees whatever you buy will be the most comfortable, whether it's the pillow, the mattress, mattress covers, sheets, you name it. They have elegant pillows. They have premium pillows. They have the premium plus pillows. You got to go through all of the things that are in the catalog at MyPillow.com. Passion for making the best. That's what Mike Lindell is all about. And you'll get the best. And at 50% off using the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com. Any kind of pillow, half price, that's it. Go to MyPillow.com. Get the good stuff right now. And you got till March 1st to send it back if you don't like it. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for the deals.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
A very recognizable music star, Olivia Newton-John, and the conversation again about her cancer. Reports this week she's near death. Her family members spoke out about her health and set the record straight. She did, actually, as well. She said, "Happy New Year, everybody! I want to say the rumors of my death have been greatly exaggerated. And to quote a very famous person, I'm doing great. And I want to wish all of you the happiest, healthiest 2019 that's possible." She was on Twitter. Actually, it was a video. She also added, "Thank you all for the wonderful love and support for me and all my Olivia Newton-John Cancer Wellness Center folks in Australia." Her niece was taking a shot at some of the reports that she was deathly ill. Her reps laughed off the rumors as very melodramatic. Usually when that happens, there's something to it. So, anyway, she's had this now for, 26 years? She first was diagnosed with breast cancer in 1992, and then this past fall, she revealed that the cancer had come back again, the tumor at the base of her spine. She was using homegrown medical cannabis from her California ranch as part of her treatment. In 2013, she was diagnosed with a tumor in her shoulder, after she was in a car accident. She didn't let anybody know that for a number of years. It's pretty amazing somebody can go through this. I know that my first and only wife, Tony, went through this for 21 years. She had stage 4 breast cancer, first diagnosed in, she was 44. So that would have been like 1980. It was 1980. Anyway, she lasted with her for 21 years, and looks like Olivia Newton-John, but same thing. The Cancer Wellness Center that they have in Australia, in Melbourne, is all about homeopathic, natural stuff. And one of the big things for the pain is to use cannabis. And she's championed that. A lot of people, when it comes to medical marijuana, are championing that sort of thing as well. But you hold a good thought for her and wish her well. That's certainly what I'm doing. I hope that things work out. Having watched somebody go through it for 21 years and lose limbs and all kinds of other things, brain cancer, bone cancer, lung cancer, you name it. And she survived, but it was tough. The love I always had for my former wife. We were terrible as husband and wife, but we were
really you were there for her friends. And her kids at the end, and that's
I was there for her. We were friends through her
during life.
Whole life. All right, next up is as long as we got cancer on our mind, Blake Shelton, a small girl named Aspen Van Horn. Story of her life when she was 5 months old, diagnosed with neuroblastoma, which is a tumor. She went on to have a couple of blood transfusions, 3 rounds of chemo and surgery, removed most of a tumor, according to an official at the Children's Hospital Foundation. Because of all the treatment, Aspen is going to be 3 this month. She's also Blake Shelton's cousin. So when she was battling her cancer, he stepped in with a $600,000 donation. Now the hospital's cancer research program being named after Shelton. Hospital says, we're so thankful for Blake's support in defeating childhood cancer. We have what I would consider to be one of the top cancer centers in America here, providing the best care possible for children with cancer. This research program will help us further our mission to see more children ring the bell, which symbolizes the end of active treatment, if you didn't know that, and the beginning of a cancer-free life. They treat 234,000 youngsters a year. Imagine that. The cancer is so bad. The things that are in our air and things that are in our food that we're not addressing. Cancer is quickly becoming more of a problem than heart disease, as there's so much crap in the air and what we eat. So good luck. And that was good to eat. Thank you, Blake Shelton. 28 after the hour on the DJV Show.
Opportunistic creatures. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Koala bears have become specialists in surviving on gum trees. And for some animals, specializing is great. But if the gum trees were ever wiped out instantly, the koala bear would struggle to survive. When it comes to our food needs, on the other hand, humans are opportunists, not specialists. Which means if you take away one source of food for us, we'll quickly adapt to another. Opportunists. And finding opportunities begins when we're very young, as we curiously explore our worlds. It's embedded in us, hardwired in us, to look for opportunities. Now, whether you want to use your natural inclination for opportunities to find new ways to complain about the same old things, or whether you want to use your curious nature to find ways to use your gifts and talents in whole new ways, well, that's entirely up to you. I'm just here to help you take this opportunity to think about it. Visit drchristianconti.com.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Doing business like a CEO while saving like a CFO.
Staples has all the supplies you need to run your business like a boss at prices that'll make your bookkeeper smile.
Now that is an achievement.
Everything from pens to brand spanking new calendars. And right now, 2019 Despad calendars are just $3.99.
So get your business ready for a big year at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
Valid on SKU 279-6207.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first actions taken by the now Democratic-led U.S. House in its new session, measures that aim to end the government shutdown, but the bills are certain to miss their target. Neither bill includes any money for the wall that President Trump wants on the southern border. The president saying he won't sign anything that doesn't have at least $5 billion for a wall, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he won't allow a vote in his chamber on any bill that Trump won't support. The president making a surprise visit to the White House briefing room yesterday says,
you can call it a barrier, you can call it whatever you want, but essentially we need protection in our country. We're going to make it good.
North Korea is warning the U.S. to stop meddling in its affairs with South Korea. An editorial in the North's state-run newspaper says the U.S. does not appear to want to see improvement in relations between the two Koreas. This is USA Radio News.
Are you one of those people who thinks it's okay to drive stoned? I mean, what's the worst that can happen? You end up driving below the speed limit? It's no big deal, right? Wrong. The truth is, your reaction times slow way down when you're high. You not only put yourself in danger, but everyone around you. Talk about a buzzkill. Stop kidding yourself. It's not okay to drive high. If you've been using marijuana in any form, do not get behind the wheel. If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
There is no better way to make a more comfortable home for the new year than a visit to the semi-annual white sale going on now at thecompanystore.com. From our famous LaCrosse down comforters and pillows to the finest quality sheets, towels, bedding basics, and home decor, you'll find everything you need to stay warm in winter and then start spring with style. Receive 20% off your entire order and get free shipping when you enter the code RADIO19 at checkout. Thecompanystore.com. We're all about comfort.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Birthday time. Do you know that? Do you know, Victoria, today was birthday time?
Birthday time? When
birthday
did time. Were you born? Was,
I want to know.
Was Nancy en route to hospital at this point, or were you already,
no,
were you already on the planet?
No, I wasn't. I will not be on the planet until about 6:15 tonight.
Uh-oh. So that means we've got to go back to Jennifer?
That's reasonable.
All right, so this is the DJV show, by the way. Hello. Jennifer Horn is here. Not her birthday till February. Kara Schilling is here. Not her birthday till May. Victoria, you're impressed that I remember that? I don't remember the days, but I do remember the months. Anyway, isn't yours, Kara, in May?
Yes.
Yeah, isn't it?
Yes, you got
see?
It right.
See? Those of you who say, I remember. Victoria's birthday is today, so we'll give her, Jennifer, you want to give her a pass and do something else here? Or you want to, let's make, come on, Victoria,
don't,
you got to do something.
I don't. Got to keep working on your birthday.
I'm okay. We could talk about some
right.
other stuff.
Let's go.
Well, this is kind of a story that I think all of us can agree on. We've talked about this in the past, but Senator Ted Cruz and Republican Representative Frances Rooney have proposed a constitutional amendment that would impose term limits on members of both houses of Congress.
Yay!
Yay! I know. This is a good one. I love this. So what they are proposing, and Ted Cruz has actually said this before. He said this first. He proposed a similar amendment back in January of 2017.
He should be the poster boy for term limits.
I know, right? He said, for too long, members of Congress have abused their power and ignored the will of the American people.
Yeah.
He said, term limits on members of Congress offers a solution to the brokenness we see in Washington, D.C. It is long past time for Congress to hold itself accountable. I urge my colleagues to submit this constitutional amendment to the states for speedy ratification. So now, this is seems to have a lot of bipartisan support. Beto O'Rourke, who ran against, he's the Democratic
like, yes,
representative.
Please.
Yeah, he ran against Ted Cruz and lost. He's also for this. President Trump has voiced his support for term limits for members of Congress as well. What they're proposing is senators would now only get 2 6-year terms, and House members would get 3 2-year terms.
Yeah, so, 1 6-year term
great.
For everybody, including the president. Let's move on. By
that,
the way,
yeah.
A couple of people who are politicians that I had some observations about.
Can I ask
yes,
one question
please,
just ahead. About yeah. this before?
Yeah.
I don't want to forget because I feel like it's an important
yeah,
one.
Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
I know, and maybe this question is for you, Doug, with that long memory of yours. I know that at least 3 times in my lifetime, since I turned 18, I have voted for term limits in the state of California.
Yeah.
And I think in at least 2 of the cases, it passed and won.
Yep.
But somehow I never have seen a term limit ever. Why is
That's
that?
Actually,
I think we voted on that.
We voted on it in Massachusetts, too. At least once it passed. It has
yeah.
passed. There are many
states.
But it's
like it doesn't take. It's like
well,
we vote
because
on it, it passes.
The people who don't want it are in powerful positions, and they scuttle it somehow or other. They find a way. They go through the courts. Whatever it is, they challenge it on whatever basis. Not mind the will. The will of the people be damned. And I think you could do a poll on things like the illegal immigration issue and find 95% want to do something about it. Same thing with term limits. And they're two related items because it's so obvious the reason we can't get anything done in the case of the illegal immigrants is because too many invested people there who have been getting money from these interests for so long that they can't vote against those interests for their own well-being. So it's time for a change. Now, I want to say something. This Beto O'Rourke, for some reason, I've been paying attention. I didn't pay much attention to him because I thought he was a blowhard. The two of them were blowhards. Cruz is a complete blowhard. And Beto O'Rourke,
but I'm guessing
I thought,
you just spent a week with your daughter, so you might not be offended. I know you pretty well, right?
My daughter and I did have a conversation about him, and she pointed out some stuff. She knew I didn't like Cruz, but she pointed out some stuff about him. I don't know if he's presidential timber yet, but
he's
getting.
Some point he could be.
Yeah, he might be. And then but I have to say this as much as I hope you ladies won't be upset with me because of this. I'm already tired of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's whatever the news media
Why?
Is. Because she's everywhere and she hasn't done anything yet. She's become the darling of the news media, and this is the kind of stuff that
That's so funny. You think she's the darling. I've only seen negative stuff about her. I haven't seen anything positive
well,
about her at all.
Well, maybe the negative stuff like this, because she's trying to be a ham bone. Every time she turns around to the camera, she reminds me of Chuck Schumer. Two of them should be dancing together. And by the way, the latest thing
voted.
Is... Yeah,
sorry, she
yeah.
when she voted yesterday for Nancy Pelosi, because she made a big deal about not voting for Nancy Pelosi, but she did as speaker, the entire floor groaned when she cast her vote.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so
I think she's
shooting
herself in the foot, or
right.
somebody who's ever advising her. And the same with the kid from Boston who got elected to beat the old Italian guy. And I forget her name, but she's the same. They're the darling of the news media. There's such a thing as overexposure, no matter what the circumstance. But maybe, and this, they haven't had a chance to do anything yet, and they're cooking their own goose. I think they are, anyway. I'm tired of looking at stuff. So when I see Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's name come up, I just hit the delete button because I'm not interested. Just overdone, overcooked. So, anyway, let's celebrate Victoria's birthday today and National Spaghetti Day. The two of them go hand in hand.
Oh, yes.
Spaghetti, that long, cylindrical, thin pasta made out of wheat and water, is the big thing. The people in Italy who came up with this sort of thing, a lot of people think that the Italians are responsible for all pastas. Not necessarily true. But they say the name comes from the Italian word meaning twine, as the stuff we run through the baler to bale the hay. The first written record of pasta is in the Talmud, dating back to the 5th century. Mentions dried pasta that could be cooked by being boiled. Popular theory claims that spaghetti was invented by the Chinese. See, that's where I don't believe that the Italians had... I wonder what that symbol means. I'm looking at this information, and a ladybug just flew in and landed on the information.
Isn't that supposed to be good luck?
It is. I love ladybugs.
I haven't seen a ladybug in I don't even know how long. Years and years.
You might, in
all seriousness, you might this spring, because you were in New York City for so long.
Yeah.
This will be your first spring outside of the city, right?
Yep. Yeah. So maybe I'll be
looking
for ladybugs.
Maybe this means I'm going to find spaghetti that's gluten-free. Maybe that's what they...
They have a lot of it, actually.
Yeah, there is a lot of it now.
Did you ever try the
history,
veggie version? So good.
Veggie, yeah. A lot of good veggie spaghetti.
We had lentil pasta last night that's gluten-free.
That's what I like.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Good. Oh, yeah. Anything you can put a good tomato sauce on and some mushrooms, that's yummy in my book. So, do we care any more about spaghetti, or have I told you enough?
I think we've learned enough about spaghetti.
Better to leave it al dente.
Don't overcook it.
Yeah. That's right. Don't overcook it. Go to the television report, I want to, Jennifer, this Pacific Gas and Electric thing is really bugging me. These bastards say they are not to blame for the wildfire in Northern California. What balsam.
Okay, so prove it. That's all I would say. Everybody can say
prove
that they're
that
not.
You're not. Well, no, it's up to the state to prove that they did, or it's up to.
Right.
It's not up to them to prove. It's up to them to prove that they didn't. And they are working.
I think it's pretty easy to see what their practices are about clearing brush under their power lines.
They don't do it.
So if they don't do it, and if something fell down, if a wind event knocked something down, and they have not cleared properly or up to code the brush, well, then I think it's really hard for them to argue. But if they can prove that they've been doing everything they can to update their technology, keep it up to code, and keep everything clean around them.
Yeah.
Then go for it. Show us the evidence of that. I always believe that people have the right to defend themselves, and that's a great thing. If PG&E wants to defend themselves, these are really serious charges that are being thrown at them.
Yes.
Then show us. But all the evidence is that to the contrary. So.
Yeah. Mm. They're on probation, by the way. Did you know that?
Yeah.
PG&E was on probation because of the 2010 San Bruno pipeline explosion.
Right.
They've had a really bad history of bad management. Oh, my God.
Edison is more about the not clearing the brush and all of that. PG&E, I think that's part of it. But PG&E's infrastructure is kind of falling apart, which is what they've been known for.
They're criminals.
Yeah.
This is criminal stuff.
Well,
and the people, this is an example of, I say, white-collar crime. Those folks shouldn't go to jail. But where there were people who were killed because of their negligence, send those people to jail. Who are responsible for it. So you'll see a lot of money being spent by PG&E, and it'll come out of, there'll be some charge off somehow or other against earnings, and then the state will spend a lot of money, taxpayers' money, to chase them around. And in the meantime, how many people are dead? How many homes are burnt to the ground? How many businesses are out because of this? Oy, man. These people, something else. The television report, Jennifer, last night I got home after going to dinner, and I watched pretty much the whole, almost all of Blacklist. And I found myself, at least at the beginning, because if you don't get onto that show from the very beginning, if you tune in, if you're 15 minutes in, you can be lost, because the twists in the plot are so complicated. It's a very well-written show. I'm trying to figure out now, whether the character that says he's Raymond Reddington is really Raymond Reddington. That's what they do. They've introduced things in the plot that have nothing to do with anything you've seen before, and you think to yourself, wait a minute, the character that's played by what's-his-face, is he or isn't he? And I find it very intriguing. There's another episode tonight you're going to tell us about right now.
I am, go through the list, right? Lots of news. Actually, I want to give you a couple of heads up for the weekend. If you're a football fan, lots of football action. You probably already know it. Saturday and Sunday, you'll have NFL games on CBS, ESPN, ABC. It's playoff season. So that's in full effect. Also, on Sunday night, set your DVRs or settle in and plan on watching the Golden Globes if you're into award shows. I know a lot of people aren't anymore, but it's a 76 annual Golden Globe. This is the one of the year that I watch because it's where all the celebrities get
Sandra
drunk and have fun.
Hosting
and,
this, right?
This is fun.
Yeah. So this is one where they all sit together, all walks of life, TV, movies, they all come together. And
what time is that on Sunday?
Fun thing. 8 o'clock Eastern. If you're on the West Coast, you can luck out like me and catch an early version of it at 5 o'clock because they play it live. So you can check that out. And the Golden Globes are going to be on NBC this year. So that's Sunday night. Now, tonight on television, some new programming on ABC, Fresh Off the Boat, Speechless, and 2020 are all new tonight. That starts at 8 o'clock. CBS is back in all new MacGyver at 8, Hawaii 5-0 at 9, Blue Bloods at 10. And on Fox, Last Man Standing and The Cool Kids, new at 8 and 8:30. Love The Cool Kids. If you haven't watched, check it out. And, of course, Last Man Standing with Tim Allen is great. NBC has a new episode, as you mentioned, of The Blacklist. There's a rerun at 8, but the new episode airs at 9, followed by Dateline NBC. I want to tell you about the CW. They have the Hollywood Walk of Fame honors tonight. That's live, or not live, but done at 9 o'clock. And what it does is a special of all of the people who have gotten stars in 2018. So you'll see Jennifer Garner. You'll see Dwayne Johnson, Mark Hamill.
There's some sidewalk
Are
they all together
sort
of working in off of each other?
Just their stories, I think, are. No. I don't think that they're all together
necessarily.
I don't know how they're going to set this up, but it's my impression that it's going to be each story of the people who get their star. That's at 9 o'clock on the CW. And what's really cool is that they're also going to give you some cool facts about the Hollywood Walk of Fame. So did you know that there is only one star who has all 5 stars on the Walk of Fame for radio, recording, motion pictures, television, and live performance? No.
Really?
He would be a great one, though. And the reason I'm not asking you ladies is because Doug has better chance of getting it. The answer is Gene Autry.
Okay. Yep, that makes sense. Yep.
So, yeah, and then they tell you how it goes on, that the nominating party must come up with the construction and the maintenance fees, which cost about $40,000.
Yeah.
Ed O'Neill's star was laid in front of a now-closed shoe store, which was kind of a nod to his Married with Children character of Al Bundy. Mike Myers, who is Austin Powers, he sits outside the International Love Boutique, which is appropriate. So they even play around with some of the locations of the stars. So you'll get some of those hidden facts tonight on the CW.
Good. All right, let's get your teeth cleaned up, shall we? You want to have a lasting impression, leave a great impression on people, whether it's a first date, whether it's that smile when you go in and see the new boss. Hey, how about giving me a job? This is the perfect risk-free solution that'll have you more confident about you. Again, whether it's dating, a lot of people starting off the new year, there are all kinds of resolutions. One person I know said, hey, I'm going to find a new love this year. And so if you have a nice smile, good breath, all that stuff adds to your being attractive. And with Power Swabs, you'll be instantly amazed at how well your smile survives. Power Swabs, super fast, super easy, super well received by the dental community. Hygienists everywhere are telling people how to get rid of their coffee stains, wine stains, the tea stains, whatever it is, smoking stains. Power Swabs, get them now at 800-208-1797. That's the number. Mention DJV, you get them for half the retail price. Yep, Power Swabs, clean white teeth, 800-208-1797. Do it now while you're thinking about it at 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Tech Talk time and a review of the top five items from this past week, first week of January 2019. Lots of activity in the world of transferable information when it comes to technology. Starting out with number five, going to number one, Victoria Keelan, with a focus on Whole Foods, which is really Amazon. That's why it's a tech story, yeah?
Yep, and their Prime Now app, which is separate from the Whole Foods app and separate from Amazon's app, is really the focus of this. And so Prime Now is going to be they're hooking up. That's their two-hour delivery program, just in case anyone doesn't know that. And so now Whole Foods is expanding their stores into suburbs and other regions across the U.S. at a pretty rapid pace, which is great news for the Prime Now app, because that's, you need to have a store nearby in order to get the two-hour delivery. So right now they're looking in Idaho, Wyoming, and southern Utah have already been scouted as potential retail spaces. And these spaces are actually going to be about 2,000 square feet larger than the average Whole Foods store. And the reason for that is because they really hope that more people will start using the Prime Now app. And so they'll have a separate space within the Whole Foods store that's just going to be for deliveries. So it's they're keeping up with Target and Walmart and all the other stores that now are doing more and more delivery services.
Number four on our list of the top five, focus on hackers. I think this is a despicable and very important thing for folks to know. If you haven't heard this story, listen up.
This is absolutely despicable. The hackers who stole the episodes of Orange is the New Black and then released them, that group is called the Dark Overlord, and they claim now, their next big thing, is that they claim to have stolen 18,000 documents that are insurance forms related to the 9/11 attacks. And so they have threatened to release these files, claiming that there are quote-unquote answers to the 9/11 attack conspiracies. And so they are threatening Lloyd's of London, Hiscox Syndicates, and Silverstein Properties, among other insurance companies. And they want, of course, a ransom. They want Bitcoin. They want a lot of money. And they're claiming that they are going to blackmail people whose names are involved in these insurance claims. It's a horrible, despicable is the best word. It's just absolutely horrendous. So right now, the UK and US law enforcement have been getting involved with this. They're working with the insurance companies to try to figure out if this hack is legitimate, if the ransom is legitimate, if they actually have these documents. And just the thought of having the families have to go through something like this, you know, 20 years later, it's just horrific.
Yep. Number three, Windows, Microsoft. This is, again, very important for those of us who have Windows 10 and don't like it.
Yeah, Windows 10 actually is now the world's most prominent desktop operating system. And so it finally beat out its own Windows 7 in the market share. And the problem, though, with Windows 10, like you said, Doug, you're not really liking it. I've done some digging this week, and apparently a lot of people don't like Windows 10. And they find it to be very clunky and a little bit confusing, and Windows kind of tried to go a little too fancy and a little too intricate with their design.
There was no reason for them to change what was working. I understand the technology of it, but the face of it could have stayed the same, and it didn't, and it has been a nightmare for me. It's a pain.
Yep, and so Windows 10 is now running on more than 700 million devices, and if you have Windows 7, then you are going to run out on your extended support. You have to pay for that, and that support is still going to run out a year from now. So hopefully there will be some improvements to Windows 10 in the meantime, because a lot of people seem unhappy with it.
Number two, warnings. Here's Facebook once again.
Yep. If you're taking quizzes on Facebook, be very, very careful about the information that you put out there. The police department in Sutton, Massachusetts, have actually issued a scary post on their Facebook page this week warning social media users that those questionnaires are actually revealing a lot of personal information to scammers. So if you're going to play What's Your Elf Name or all those other cute little harmless, seemingly harmless games, be very, very careful. Do not give out your personal information, like, you know, answering your, you know, pet's name and all that stuff. It's just giving way too much information. Yep.
Speaking of bad news, number one, bad news for Apple in the stock department, at least for this week anyway.
Apple did have a pretty bad week, and the CEO, Tim Cook, said that that Apple now expects their revenue for the final quarter of 2018 to be $84 billion as opposed to $93 billion, and that has a lot to do with the tariff wars in China, and it's pretty much kind of all being blamed on that. But a lot of lackluster sales, too, for the iPhone. The new iPhone's not moving the way they thought it would.
Too expensive. Hello.
Very expensive.
It's too expensive. Yep, that's it. They've gone a little bit too far. Okay, that's the overview of the top five tech stories, courtesy of Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.